Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Get that second date. We'll hook you up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Dante.
Dante. What's up, buddy? How you doing this morning?
Man, I got this girl I was dating that I really was digging, name Alexis, man. And it's like, we just stopped talking. I mean, like, after our date, it's like she just stopped talking. So I'm trying to figure out what in the world is going on.
What do you think the problem is? You don't mind me asking, Dante?
I don't really know.
We're going to get Alexis on the line and see if we can figure out what's going on. Well, we're going to attempt to get Alexis on the line. Now, Dante, if she agrees to hook back up with you or open back the pot, open up to the possibilities of y'all getting back together, then we'll hook y'all up with $100, all right?
All right, let's do it.
All right, hold on. Put your phone on mute. Don't say nothing. I mean, as a lot of cases, we don't know what's going on. Because every time people call up here, it's like, they like, you know, I don't know what's going on. But a lot of times, you know what the hell you're doing.
But I think that in this case, he might actually be holding out for, maybe he did a lot of stuff, you know. And he's like, well, what exactly did she get mad at? Because I was all over the place.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Alexis, please?
This is she. Who's this?
Hey, Alexis, what's up? You got a few minutes to talk?
Who is this?
Alexis, it's your favorite cousin, Young Jock Mo Quick and Shouty Shouty.
Alexis, how right you here doing?
Right 945, what up?
What's up?
What's up?
Do you know Dante, Alexis?
Oh, yeah.
This is the part where we put you and Dante back together.
Oh, no, you can miss me on that then. I'm good.
Wait.
She said miss her on this part, Jack.
But wait. It's more to it, Alexis. Listen, so this segment is called Second Date Update, right? And we don't really know why it is that you're not dealing with Dante, because apparently Dante didn't know, because when he called us, he just was like, yo, you know, I just do anything to get her back. I just want to know what's going on. So do you mind? Do you have time, or do you mind telling us, like, what transpired with you and Dante?
I mean, it's simple. Dante is full of BS. He's full of it. I got time to talk about it, though.
So let's talk.
All right. Because we listen.
So it's really more to it than the date. Like, he really is not even seeing the bigger picture here. It's more to it than just the date we went on. We went on a date, and I took my daughter because me and Dante have been talking for about 6 months, and he knows that I have a daughter. And he knows how serious I am about starting a family and getting married and making sure my daughter has, you know, a legit man in her life. So we've been talking about it, going on little small dates here and there. He getting to know my daughter, so we go on a date to Paw Patrol. One of my homegirls met us there to go see Paw Patrol with her son. So it's like, a double
Paw Patrol,
double
you
date.
Talking about the little live show with the dogs? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the kids.
They was just here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so my daughter loves Paw Patrol. But so we go on the date, and it's my friend, her son, me, my daughter, and Dante. And he was okay with coming because he's trying to get to know my daughter. He's trying to say that he's going to take us serious. He wants to make me an honest woman and all this BS. It comes time to pay for the tickets, and we get up to the line, and Dante just went blank. Like, I go out there and I say I need tickets for me, my friend, my daughter, and her son, and Dante. And Dante looking like, no, I'm not about to pay for all those tickets. I'm like, you the one to set this whole date up. Like, what do you mean you're not gonna pay for all of us? It's all of us. So he's like, yeah, I'll pay for you and your daughter, but I'm not going to pay for you, your daughter, and your friend and her son. The tickets, I mean, it just is an extra, like, $60 for my friend and her son.
Now, listen, I don't even know, homie. I don't know you. In real life, me personally, I probably would have paid it, but I would have said something to my lady a little bit later, like, yo.
Don't put
that?
Me in that situation.
Don't do that.
But he didn't even reach for his wallet. Like, he didn't even pay. I'm sitting there embarrassed. Like, my homegirl, I've been bragging to my homegirl about him. And it's just courtesy. Like, be a gentleman and just
okay.
pay.
But did
like,
you,
but talk
did,
about
but
it later.
But did you even bring it up to him, like, before you just sprung it on him? Or you just figured, like, he was automatically obligated to do this?
I mean, it was spur of the moment. I figured, hey, let's all go in together, and he paid for all of us. Just be a gentleman and pay, like, and we'll talk about it later.
Well, okay. Sorry, leave it alone. Let's just calm down, and let's get Dante on the line, because Dante has been listening the whole time. At least you know now, Dante.
Oh, man. About her friend? Man, let's get this matter of fact, let's get this settled right here. I don't know her friend. I'm trying to date Alexis, and I'm trying to get to know her daughter.
Okay.
I'm only hitting one.
Okay, Dante. But
you're talking about you want to take care of me. You want to be a better man for me and my family and my daughter. You trying to be a family man. Like, what happens when we're married and my friend pop up? Like, you're going to have to pay. Like,
Alexis, the key phrase, you, your family, you, your daughter. I don't know your friend. So what you're telling me is that friend. If we get married, I got to pay for whoever pops out the equation? No, no. It don't work like that. Better yet, where would I do that?
It seems like you got a pretty decent man. If you done bragged on him that much, baby, it's the reason you bragged on him. And the man has every right to feel the way he feel right now. I'm just being straight up with you. Now,
on the side,
I mean, listen, you want to talk about common courtesy? Common courtesy is to not put your man in a predicament that's going to create this type of backlash. You put him in this predicament by assuming it was his duty to take care of your friend and her kid. And that's wrong. That's wrong of you. Now, him being the type of guy he is, you can't do nothing but respect that. No.
Or maybe she should just get with someone who does take that sort of initiative. That's not his personality. But other men, they would have.
Listen, let's just find out what it's going to be, man. Are you rocking with this guy who you bragged on so much or not?
Hell no. He can't pay for no Paw Patrol tickets. Like, no, I'm good on Dante.
Wow.
Mm. Well, there you go.
Talk about dating in Atlanta. A-Town, they will not be getting hooked up with this $100 from 1-800-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. Dante, I'm sorry, my brother. We got your number. Cool. If you want me to, I'll pass it on because there's going to be plenty calling up here. We do this every day. We know how this go, all right?
Atlanta, all right.
Y'all call us up. Let's talk about Dante and Alexis. Lord have mercy. She has done lost her damn mind.
Or he lost his.
443-520-945.